the Old Testament, God was getting his people ready to be together as a great big extended family where there would be grandparents and parents, and unfortunately to have people face pain and difficulty of family problems and occasionally being isolated in terms of family or lack of family. And so Moses told God's people this in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Good directions that ring true today. To the Lord your God belongs heaven and earth and everything in it. He is the great and mighty and awesome God. He defends the cause of the fatherless and widow and loves the stranger, giving them food and clothing. And so what God's Spirit said in the Old Testament, he also says in the New Testament. And this morning, if you ever find yourself walking in the shoes of an orphan or a widow, literally or emotionally in that state, you should know God is very committed to moving close to you and having God's people move close to you. There's a great promise in Psalm 27, and I think it's also in Isaiah, where God says this, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Okay? So if you're ever in a situation where those who are closest to you just cannot be there for one reason or another, through death or loss or a family not being together, God says this, he will take you up. And that's a promise that you can count on. So watch for him to be that way in your life. Okay, if things are not like you expected them to be. So James says the same thing that Moses said to the people. Religion or faith that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to visit the orphan and widow. God takes care of them. The hurting, God's people take care of the hurting. Visit them in their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So we're going to look at the very important ministry of visiting. And speaking of visiting, the little ones can be dismissed right now. Sorry, I forgot about you here, little ones. Enjoy the time singing back there. Okay, so God looks after the widows and orphans. It's really painful to be in that boat as a widow or orphan. Many of our widows in our church are strong in their faith and do a lot of reaching out and serving to others. And also people who have grown up in a family maybe not intact. It's surprising how God moves in on them and they're very strong in the long run for on behalf of others. But God wants us to look after the people who are in distress. And he promises that he's going to get that done through you and I. Psalm 68 says this, the Lord sets the lonely in families. Remember, loneliness, number one emotional need in and around. I heard a pastor talking about Twitter this morning, and I want to tweet someday, but I don't tweet yet. All that information, communication, Facebook, I'm barely getting used to email. I mean, I'm way behind the time. And is it a attempt to say, hey, can I be close to somebody out there? You know, is my life time for something? Let me connect with people. Let me tell them I went to the store and had a hot dog or something more important there. But God sets the lonely in families. So that's important. Psalm 34, the Lord is near to those in trouble. So if you're in trouble in some manner, the Lord says he'll be near to you. Matthew 25, Jesus said, I was sick and you came to visit me. That's a good ministry. I was a stranger and you welcomed me in. And so one of the basics of the Bible is this. I can get to know God by following his will. Okay, as James said, you can be a hearer of the word, but also do the word. And often as Christians we say, you want to get to know God, read the Bible. That's true, that's good. Think about the Bible. That's true, that's good. But a great way to get to know God is to do God's will. So when you see there's a need there, people in distress, a widow or an orphan, or a widow or an orphan in life's trial, then you can go and make an impact. Okay, God will do that. And James puts it down not as a specific spiritual gift. This is kind of a big picture thing here. Visiting people in trouble is not a particular spiritual gift. It's something all believers are to do. Okay, it's like prayer. Everybody can pray. It's like visiting widows and orphans. Any Christian can do that. And so as Jesus does that, we follow him. God's people do that. It's a habit pattern of love that the Lord can teach us how to do. And so last month, a widow in our church was visited by somebody with a Valentine bag of a book and some candy. That was a good ministry. Some of the young people put that together and others passed it out. It was a nice time. And the widow said it was a huge blessing just to get that. The book was good, the candy was good, but the person was better. Yeah, they weren't, Mrs. or Mr. Dynamic who went to visit. It was just a visit. It's good to be with you, and I hope you're having a nice day. They actually stayed for quite a while, and the gal said, boy, you never know how much that meant to me. Just a little bit of human contact. Okay, we were created for that. Remember, first time God said it's not good is when somebody was by themselves. That happened to be Adam. He was in a perfect world. There was no sin yet, no death. And God says, something not good. And so God reaching out to those who are in trouble or isolated in some manner. So another time a family had just lost a loved one in our church, and the church ladies put on a nice meal for them as a ministry of love and friendship, just a way of making connection. And one of the family members said, wow, that was so good just to go there and have the love and compassion in a practical way. And it helped us make it through pretty much the most difficult day in our life. Okay, as we had to put to rest our loved one. Just being around people made a difference. If you don't know what to do, it's been said, just be there. I remember a 16-year-old, a buddy of mine, died in a car accident. He's feeling like, I don't know anything about death. Let's go to the funeral home. Okay, so go to the funeral home. Don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. Stand there, and all I remember is my friend laying there and my other friend saying, that doesn't even look like him. And, we just wanted to get out of there. But we did have a chance to meet the parents, and I think the parents appreciated anybody, just passing through saying, hey, we're sorry and we're praying for you. Makes a big difference. So God works through another person. When you're there for somebody, just for a moment, it can make an eternal difference. It really can. And when others are in trouble, remember, you can just be there. It's not what you say, it's you being there. And the Lord brings strength to the person through you, to the in the situation that's of a difficulty there. One of the very powerful ministries Jesus does in his earthly ministry is his ministry of being there in presence. And often he is like that through his children. That's you and I. And one person who was very sick in a nursing home said this: I didn't know if God cared about me. I felt like my life was over. I had disabilities. Could ask God questions. Why? How often? We ask why. God most often doesn't answer those questions. Why? But he tells us a little more about himself, which is really something more valuable than the answer of why, I think. But the person in the nursing home, they said, I don't know if God cares about me, but I know God's people care about me because they keep coming to visit, you see. So that kind of gave him strength. And sometimes we're good at that, sometimes not. But the door's always open. So don't underestimate the ministry of visiting and you being there. 2 Corinthians 5 says you're Christ's representative. So God's going to make an appeal through you. And Matthew 5 says you are the salt of the earth. Now, in our society and culture, visiting is not a valued experience or ministry. I bet when you're home, you don't want the phone to ring. You might not want the doorbell to ring. Hey, I'm in the middle of my French fries over here, or my favorite TV show is on, and who's ringing my doorbell? Some guy from the church. But the Bible says we're the salt of the earth. We have the ability to flavor a corrupt culture. Doesn't matter if the culture doesn't want visiting. You can make a positive impact in a brief visit. You call first. Could I stop and say hello for a little while or bring a gift? That makes an impact. Flavors the culture. Keeps the culture from getting deteriorated in isolation. Do this. Be salt, said Jesus, or you'll be thrown out and good for nothing. Wow. What are those Christians doing? I don't know. They gather. Does anybody ever talk to you? No. Maybe they're good for nothing. Who knows? But God knows. He has a mission for us. And Jesus is sufficient for all kinds of needs. Widow, orphan, stranger, sick, lonely, hungry, not working, outcast, whatever the boat is, Jesus can move to that boat, and he does so through his people. Here's a picture of Jesus' visits in his three-year ministry, just representative of them, about 10 of them. He did a lot more, of course. And they were interesting, there's no recorded ministry of Jesus in his own home. In other words, come on everybody to Jesus' house, and we're going to sing for a long time or pray for a long time or something like that. That didn't occur. Now you wonder if he had anywhere to live after a while. But all of his ministry took place out and about and in other people's homes. Okay? So there was some initiative there by the Lord. And you can have ministry in your home. That's good. But more taking initiative is better. You see Jesus visiting the sick or those in loss. Peter's mother-in-law sick. Lazarus' funeral. He was there. The paralyzed man who was always at that pool. Jesus went to be with him. Jairus' daughter. Jesus went to her. So those are examples. Moving to the need. Jesus went to the place of work. Now you can't always do that. But maybe having lunch with somebody who's going through a rough time. You know, I'm bringing some good Kentucky Fried Chicken for your lunch or meeting them somewhere. Place of work. Jesus did that for Matthew. He did that for Peter, James, and John. Went to where they were and changed their lives. Okay? Friendship at people's homes. We see that. Simon the Pharisee. He was a bad guy. He wasn't a good guy. Jesus went. Some good things happened there. Mary and Martha, meal. Okay, they struggled with their faith. Jesus helped them. So that's the home thing. And also against great evil, the demon-possessed boy. So example of Jesus visiting all kind of people in all kind of situations of trouble. And you and I can do this. God leads us to that kind of ministry or blessing. So visiting is a solid Bible way to love, protect, and watch over the sheep. Visiting is a solid Bible way to love, protect, and care for the sheep, since Jesus said, take care of my sheep. John 21:16. Eugene Peterson's a strong Christian brother. He visited a lot of people, and he makes a big deal about having a brief visit with somebody and how God can use that. And in my life, that has helped me when peers visit other people. I remember the first official church person who came to visit our house. It was terrifying. What are they doing here? They had a big, just respected their tradition, had a big thing of incense, blowing incense all over the house. He went into the living room. I went to the kitchen. He went to the kitchen. I went to the living room. Hid in the basement till he left. Please don't do that if I come up to your house. or somebody else. But Eugene Peterson says this. He said, during the visit, God is a part of the conversation. God was there before you got there. God listens. God speaks. God cares. God has time for this person. Okay, that's a big deal. God interacts with you. It's like a three-way conversation that's not easily broken. You represent Christ. You might feel awkward or anxious. You should feel a little awkward or anxious. You are in God's presence, and you are in the presence of another person made in His image. That's like, this is an important ground. You're standing before God. Who knows what will happen? Jesus is good at visiting. Okay, Jesus in you is good at visiting. That gives you confidence. And when I visit somebody, sometimes I stay 30 seconds. Sometimes I say 2 minutes. Sometimes I stay longer if the person wants to talk. And I'm not great at visiting, but I have found this. If when I visit somebody, you know, and I know they're going through a trial. I just wanted to come. I know things are pretty rough lately. And say, can I pray for you, or something like that. When I do visit, I always receive more strength than I give. Now, I don't do it to receive strength, but that it's a surprising thing. Because the person who's in the trial or in the storm usually has a greater faith at that point than maybe I have. They're saying, you know, God, He's going to get me through this. So I walk away really knowing God loves this person. Try to reassure him of that love. And God works during the visit time. A very simple way to have a nice visit with somebody, I always try, not always, but sometimes try to take a little bit of food to pass on. Something very simple. Last week I was visiting a person I didn't know very well. I said, I don't have anything to bring. Stopped at Kerber's, got a 10 big chocolate chip cookies that were made probably a week and a half ago. And they were a little stale, but they were appreciated. And $3.25. You don't have to go hog wild in the ministry that God called you to. We have some young people that go to nursing homes, sing some songs. Big impact. And you make a difference. I mean, if I was in a nursing home and you came and visited me, I would be thankful. If you stayed too long, one of our guys who was disabled for a while but appreciated a short visit, you'd talk with him, and you could pray. He would say, thank you. And he would say, with a gleam in his eye, he would say, now get out. So you're allowed to say that, and you're allowed to receive those words. Okay. But here's a letter written to a group of people who were good at visiting. And they just stumbled through it. You could do it in an organized way. That's good. You could do it in a spontaneous way. That's probably better. A phone call does help, so you don't visit in the midst of you know, somebody doing some massive task. But this was a letter written to a church, and this kind of thing can happen in any Christian group, any bunch of brothers and sisters. Ever since my husband was disabled, you surrounded us with love and support. You brought us strength with innumerable notes and cards. You visited, phoned, brought in great food. You shared Bible verses that were messages from God. That's true. And you prayed, oh, how you prayed, day after day, month after month. Our faith in Christ grew, even though things around us got worse. Love is not a strong enough word to say how we feel about you. So that's, you know, the love of Christ was known because Jesus went to the troubled. Jesus' people follow Him. They go to the trouble. And remember, God calls us to this regardless of giftedness. I think the 5 most shy people in our church could visit as well as the 5 most gregarious, talkative people. In fact, people who talk too much usually don't make good visitors. because you go and talk and talk and talk, and the person who was distressed now has an earache because you just wore them out with your friendship. But the open door is really important. God's people can be the presence of God for people in trouble. And you and I can do this as we follow Jesus, because the Bible says faith or religion that is pure and flawless is to look after widows and orphans and people in distress and to keep oneself being polluted from the world. Let's pray together.